You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. And we are back with Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, I got to tell you, I'm getting the tweets. People are loving it, man. You're giving them great stuff here. We're talking about networking, converting your networking efforts to referrals, which referrals are how we make money. Welcome back, Ivan Meisner, the king of networking, the founder of BNI.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show, always.
Thank you so much for having us. And again, we want to thank Beth for showing up and talking about the foundation and what you do in the schools. And our next segment, people are going to stay after the half hour. We're going to have talk about the South Florida technology environment. So we're going to have early shares on Joanna Schwartz. We're going to have Javier Gonzalez from eMERGE, and we're going to have Matt Hagman from the Knight Foundation. So good things technology after the half hour. But let's talk about converting who we know and who we're going to know into money. Dr. Meisner, okay, I'm at the event. I'm looking to leverage the people I know to meet people I don't. Yeah. How do I do that?
Well, I think one of the best ways is to connect with the people there that you've got credibility with, people who know you and trust you already, and ask them if they can introduce you to a few of the other people that are there. For example, if I saw you in an event and there were a couple of people that I were looking for in particular professions or maybe specific individuals, I might come on up and say, "Hey, Jim, do you know people like this?" Or assuming that we know each other and you'd feel comfortable, I'm going to assume that you'd feel comfortable referring me or introducing me. I'd just say, "Hey, would you mind introducing me to so and so and so and so if they're here, or to someone in this position that's in the company at this event that you might know, and have you introduce me?"
I'll tell you, that's the best way to do it. I call it, "Do you mind if I break into your little conversational bouquet?" And if I see somebody and they're standing alone like a flower on their own, I come in and I create one with them. They're going to introduce me to people that I don't know, and I'm going to bring value to them. And I'll tell you, one of the great things that I've learned is the young people. I help the young people. They need jobs. They don't know how to network. They don't know how to do anything. Mm-hmm. First thing I do is I ask them, "So who is it you want to meet and where do you want to go?" That way I kind of know where their head's at. And then I take it from there and I get them to learn. And to me, that's the first favor I'm throwing out at them. And believe me, every single time I always get a call back, and those people are friends for life.
Yeah. And so, your question is, if you went to a networking event and you wanted to meet certain people, how do you do it? You do it by asking people that you do know to introduce you to those people if they know them. And there's almost always somebody there that knows the kind of people that you're looking for. And that third-party introduction is so much more valuable than just walking up cold and saying, "Hi, my name's Ivan. I've been interested in meeting you." It is better to have somebody else make that introduction.
Oh, my favorite introduction my favorite cold walk-up at an event was I walked up to one of the big family office thought leaders, and I went up to him and I said, "Hi, I'm Jim Freed. My friend over there wants to meet you." He cracked up. Guy was over there. I said, "Look, he's a fund manager. All he does is look at screens all day. I'm the guy that goes out and presses the flesh. I want you to meet him." The guy said, "You're darn tootin', I'll go meet him." And we've all three been doing business ever since that night.
Yeah, those kinds of warm introductions, they make a really big difference, especially if the person, if you know the person that you're making that introduction to, then your credibility kind of rubs off on me a little bit. Because if Jim knows Ivan, then I'm happy to talk to Ivan. And that kind of introduction makes it much more valuable.
Well, yeah, in school, "Oh, you're a professor. You're going to nail me on this. I hope I get an A on this." That's sort of like the halo effect, no?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's
okay,
the halo effect.
Cool. High five to my professor from 35 years ago. Now, I've gone to the event. I've come back with all kinds of cards. I know that if I write on the cards, then I'm going to remember a little bit more the next day. Yep. How do I convert those cards to referrals?
Well, again, it's about building those relationships. So if you've written on the card, hopefully some of those cards you've promised to get back to some people. For some reason, like maybe one of those articles or somebody expressed a need that they had that you'd said you'd help them with. So get back to them on it. Follow-up is absolutely key when you get these cards. start with the ones that you promised to get back to them on, and get back to them, and get back to them. I like to get back within 24 hours, certainly no more than 48. People ask me, what's the best way to follow up? My answer surprises them. The best way, the best method to follow up is the one you will actually do. Because I used to say a handwritten note is the best way to follow up. The problem is some people are horrible at handwritten notes. They just really are. And so people wouldn't do it. Some people prefer a phone call. Some people prefer email. Some people love handwritten notes. So the one you're going to do most consistently is the one that is going to be best. That said, I think a handwritten note, nobody's doing them anymore. So that's a great way to follow up. Me, I do email usually. I'll follow up with an email. And you got to do it quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those people that you didn't necessarily promise to get back with, but you want to connect with them, drop them a note and say, hey, it was really nice meeting you. I'd like to find out more about what you do. Would you like to get together for some coffee, or you know, get together and just give me a chance to learn more about what you do, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what I do. And it's that simple. It's really no more complicated than that. Then when you sit down with them, you want to hit certain cylinders in the conversation, not just let it wander.
Oh yeah, I come to those with an agenda. It's sometimes I feel awkward.
Yeah.
But I always put an agenda down on the table, and I go, I hope you don't mind. This is a really important meeting for me. I had to write down my thoughts to make sure that I got everything in. Nobody has ever gotten angry with my little sheet.
No, never. We in BNI, we use a sheet we call the Gains Exchange, G-A-I-N-S. And both parties know that they're coming to the one-to-one meeting with their Gains Exchange filled out. It stands for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills. And so you talk about what are some of your personal and professional goals, what are some of your personal and professional accomplishments, your interests, the networks that you participate in, and some of your skills. And it may sound odd. I mean, how are you going to get referrals, for crying out loud, talking about that? It's amazing how it works, because when you find people that have overlapping areas of interest, all of a sudden you have a much better chance of building a relationship. When I was testing this out, I tried it out with two guys who thought it was a silly idea. They were both members of BNI, thought it was a silly idea. They'd been a member for a year. They hardly knew each other. So they did this one-to-one. They filled it out. They found out in the process that they were both soccer coaches for their sons' soccer teams. Oh, well, forget about the rest of the stuff. Now that's all they talked about was soccer and, you know, different plays with soccer. And they ended up actually scouting for each other. One would go out and scout for the other and learn about each other's teams. And they shared stuff with one another, became really close professional friends. And then guess what happened? They started passing referrals to each other.
Well, listen, Ivan, your anecdotes, I love them. I can't take enough notes. The books, they're terrific, and I've run out of time. So I got to ask you if I can have you back again sometime soon, and if you could please tell everybody how to get information on your BNI, on the books, where they can network, because sure, this is how people can help themselves.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And, BNI, you can get information about BNI at BNI.com. And if your listeners would like to go to my blog, I have a ton of free content up on my blog. A lot of different material, IvanMeisner.com, I-V-A-N, Meisner, M-I-S-N-E-R, IvanMeisner.com.
Listen,
thanks for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. I follow you and BNI on Twitter. We favorite back and forth all the time. I really do appreciate it. It's great to have you on. Great to have Beth back, you know, in the fold. And we look forward to getting you back, hopefully, before the end of the summer, so as the networking season starts to pick up again, people can get their tips from the expert. Thanks again, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the king of networking, the founder of BNI.